Class 8, Biology, topic, Transport of Food and Minerals in Plants. Hello everybody, today I will explain to you about the structure of root and how absorption of water takes place by plants. Now, root is typically non-green underground part of the plant. It does not have any nodes, internodes, leaves and buds. See the diagram that is in page 11, the taproot system. In that diagram, the main or the thick root that is inserted inside the ground is known as taproot or primary root. The branches that derive from taproot is known as secondary root. Further branches that derive from secondary root is known as tertiary root, and at the end, some outgrowth or fine hair-like structures are present, known as root hairs. Now, there are three types of movements or process of molecules are seen or written in your book. The first one, that is diffusion. What is diffusion? It is the movement of the molecules of gases, liquid or solid, from the region of higher concentration to the region of lower concentration of solution when the two are in a direct contact. Now, what is higher concentration of solution? That means it contains large amount of solute and less amount of solvent, whereas lower concentration of solution means just the opposite, where solvent is more, solute is less. Now, the next one, that is osmosis. Osmosis is the movement of water molecules from the region of their higher concentration or dilute solution to the region of the concentrated solution through a semi-permeable membrane. Now, what do you mean by dilute solution? This type of solution contains more solvent, that is water molecules, and less solute, that is solid material. Whereas concentrated solution, just the opposite, that is here solute is more, solvent is less. Next, I have told about semi-permeable membrane. What is that? These type of membrane allows water molecules to pass through it. For example, parchment paper, cellophane paper. So, what is the difference between diffusion and osmosis? In diffusion, all the molecules of gases, liquid and solid move. Whereas in osmosis, only water molecules will move from dilute to concentrated solution. In diffusion, permeable membrane may or may not be present. But in osmosis, semi-permeable membrane is needed. The third process, that is active transport. Now, what it is? Active transport is the process or the passage of substance from its lower to higher concentration using energy in the form of ATP from the cell through a living cell membrane. Please note, I have mentioned here from lower to higher concentration of solution. That means it is just the opposite to that of diffusion. So all these three processes are very important and you have to learn their definition. Here in page 13, the diagram of fully grown root hair is very important and you have to practice this diagram and learn the labelings. Now, here in that page only, three types of membranes are mentioned here. What are those? The first one is permeable membrane. It allows both solute and solvent molecules to pass through them. That example, cell wall. Next, impermeable membrane. It does not allow any molecules or substances to pass through. Example, rubber sheath, etc. And third, semi-permeable membrane. Already I have explained you that it allows only water molecules to pass through it, For example, egg membrane, cellophane paper, parchment paper, etc.